You're listening to Vocalo Radio. I'm Ari Mejia. I'm here to introduce you to a radio story made by a former participant of our free audio storytelling workshop that we typically offer quarterly, but as Vocalo is currently in transition, we aren't sure when it'll be returning. So in the meantime, we got hit up by Edgar Lopez, who made a story for us that was so well done, we invited him back to give us more of his radio magic. He made what you're about to hear, a story about a Chicago-based candle maker who creates scents inspired by his grandmother's home in Mexico. Here's Edgar Lopez with Scents of Home.
I remember some of the most important moments in my life simply from the smell of what was happening at the moment. From the smells of flowers and perfume from my sister's quinceañeras to the smells of different neighborhoods while I was riding my skateboard as a kid. I love going home, putting on a vinyl, something like Juan Gabriel, and putting on a good scent to pair it with and just enjoying the moment. For this next story, I spoke with a friend, somebody that means a lot to me, somebody that I've seen grow creatively and as a person. I met Danny in high school, and back then he was making t-shirts in his back porch. Now he's trying to tell his family's story through the art process of making candles.
I am a designer, art director. I have my own brand where I romanticize my life. So in Michoacán, Mexico, where specifically where we're from is Fábrica de la Virgen. Fábrica de la Virgen, which was a sewing factory. And that's kind of like the neighborhood that we live in. But it's a block that my family has been in for generations. So it's just a lot of, you know, new houses. It's also a lot of old ones where, you know, the paint in the paint is chipping and there's a lot of brick. But when you walk, you know it's my grandma's house because she's the only one on the block with a really big palm tree and a greenhouse. You see a lot of white houses. You'll see that, you know, the Mexican pink, you know, in Michoacán is very common. You'll see a lot of those houses. You'll see a lot of vacant lots too on the block. And we're on like right near the highway, but you know it's grandma's crib because it's like that really big palm tree. Man, when you knock on that door, it looks like a church first. Like, you walk in, it's like, you see La Virgencita right there. You know, right there protecting the crib. And a ton of the altar. The altar's right there. So where a lot of the candles that I made for her, like the trials, she takes over there and she has them on the altar. So you walk in, it's really dark. You got this nice Mexican tile floor. And it's a lot of, like, mementos that you just it's a long hallway, and it's a ton of mementos, like a lot of family who's gone, a lot of family I didn't never got to meet, a lot of currently still living. So man, I like it. I love it. I love it more specifically now that I'm older, is because my grandma really fought to have that house. You know, she tells me this all the time, her having dementia now and Parkinson's like my father is kind of tough. You know, she's always telling me, like, hey, you got to go visit your house. And you know, when I was a kid, she would always say, you got to go visit your home, you got to go visit your house. And I never knew what that meant till like the older, you know, now that I'm able to perfume and really understand what that was like really connecting to it. It's just home. I just feel good. I really feel like I have somewhere else in the world where I belong. There's just so many smells. There's so much good food being cooked. There's laundry being done all the time. There's amazing citrus trees outside. You can smell like the lemon. You can smell a lot of herb, a lot of eucalyptus, a lot of real just stuff you don't get to grow out here. You get to see avocado trees. You get to see grass. So it's really warm. It's just very soothing. And then there's a lot of, like, you know, when I perfumed it, we kind of like always just burn wood at night. So there's a lot of trees around. So it smells like madera, you know, it just smells like straight up wood everywhere. Knew right after school that I wanted to make something that was really unique to me and more specifically my family. What I do is I kind of just play with the idea of like, okay, so I have a memory and I want to make that. What does that smell like? And then I try to pick from the whole library of fragrances and oils, and I do it drop by drop. I'm not a perfumer at all, and I'd like to say that I am, because I feel like titles don't really mean anything. I lead with a story. I don't lead with the idea of like perfumery. Like, I don't have that proper training. Like, I'm sure some perfumer like that's went gone to school for like a long time knows how to start with the base and stuff, but this is why, like, this is one fragrance and it's taken me so long, because I don't know how to really do it. I'm just trying to catch a feeling. It's not about how many you put in, it's about until it actually hits you. Everything just kind of clicked, and I just started perfuming things named after my family. Like, having my grandmother's house, like, nobody's ever tried to translate that in my family, and we've, like, a lot of souls have experienced her. So I think having to recreate something and honor somebody in that way was interesting.
Danny makes all of his scents at home in his back porch. There's scraps, oils, fabrics, all kinds of materials to just start creating things. As part of his brand, Ruiz Atelier, he has a few candles that are inspired by his family. They all capture different moments and people in his life. All the candles smell good, but one caught my interest, the one that commemorates his grandmother.
You know, the fragrance has to give a story. So, like, the way that I built something like Lena is really cool, because it's structured in a way where it's like day, middle, and night. How it really came about was like showing my brother something that I was trying to recreate what the woods smell like over here in my neighborhood. And my brother just said it smelled like grandma's house. And right after that, everything just kind of clicked. When I had that base of the woods, that became literally our base of the fragrance. And then I just began to add to it. It's almost like night at grandma's house. How can I make the morning at grandma's? How can I make the afternoon at grandma's? The day was citrus. I would wake up and all you smell is like this very like tart smell. It's like lemon, it's oranges, it's a lot of fruit, and it's a lot of flowers that are there. Grandma's always doing laundry. Like, she's always like, that's her favorite thing to do. She could be on her deathbed and she's still gonna want to do laundry. It's like, it's just a grandma thing. And my grandma uses sote. Sote is a bar of soap that's like multi-purpose soap. But that soap is very traditional in our culture. My grandmother also used sote and dryer sheets. And that with sote smells like lavender. And I know a lot of people associate lavender with their grandmother. So I just knew lavender was the perfect fit. Once we took that base from the woods, I grabbed citrus, which was orange, grapefruit, oils, and I was bringing them in, added some cedar wood to, you know, intensify the night base. And then we added a lot of like lavender. Base is the woods, because that's what we do at night. At night, it's all about like dinner, and it smells like tortillas chiscadas, just a ton of food. We use a natural wood out there to turn, you know, as a stove. It was hard to capture a day at grandma's, because Mexico is so free and slow living, so the day could smell different. But I really try to capture, all right, what does that morning really smell like? If we spent the day there, what does the night really smell like? And what does afternoon really smell like? When I made it, I knew I had something. And it's like just going back now and just realizing like this is where it all started for my family. It's where it all started for my business. And it's been going so good. It's just like, it's just a place of just going and get re-inspired, really. I think it's important that people find a fragrance or a smell that really just grounds them in any way, that brings them home or just connects them to something.
You can follow Danny's work on Instagram at Ruiz Atelier. Thank you to Vocalo for giving me the opportunity to tell this story. You can follow me on Instagram at Edgar Chicago. Thank you.